This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Dear Lizzie and Daniel, I have been diligently reducing my possessions over the last year. I aim only to retain items that add value to my life and to better spend my time with family instead of maintaining stuff. I am also a new mama and have a one-year birthday coming up. I would like to ask only for things we need, gifts of experience, and especially spending quality time. I need help starting the conversation from a place of love and gratitude. Thank you immensely for your guidance. Warmly, Minimalist Mama.
Hey, Minimalist Mama. I think that a lot of people can appreciate this sentiment at this time of year when spring cleaning is on many minds. It's a perfect time to clean out some of those dusty corners. And I want to approach your question with that spirit. The idea of giving direction around gift giving is often a fraught etiquette question, and that's really the heart of this particular question. You're in a fortunate position of being a parent, and parents do have the special privilege of offering some direction and guiding the experience of a birthday party and the birthday gift experience that their child's going to have. And for some people, that's a prohibition on games that have content that they don't see as suitable or appropriate for their child yet. Sometimes a kid will have a particular item that they're really looking for, and a parent can help spread the word about that to a grandparent or friend of the family who's going to be able to help out. So you're going to exercise that parental prerogative here. So my tip is to really start that via word of mouth. So I'm thinking I might ask our master of sample scripts to help me out just a little bit here. LP, what do you think?
I think it's totally appropriate to spread this via word of mouth. I wouldn't put it on an invitation because I think that's typically not what we do. But, you know, for these one-year-old birthdays, often the party consists of mostly adults. It's really the adults in the life that celebrate that this baby's made it to a year and everyone's so excited. And it's such a big year of change. I think it really is a wonderful celebration for the parents to do that one-year birthday.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And so people are going to ask, you know, what do you need or what might you like? That's a perfect time to say, we love the idea of gifts of experience. You know, if you want to come over for a play date with Sammy, or if you want to take him to the park for an afternoon, or if you want to go to a baby class or a museum or something. Museum for a one-year-old doesn't make a lot of sense, but sometimes they have infancy and toddler programs and things like that that you could go. But I think those are all things that as a family you could enjoy together.
And you're halfway there by having an idea of what the positive advice that you want to give is. You're not just saying, I don't want this, I don't want that, but you're well set up to frame this in the positive as making suggestions about the type of thing that you want to encourage and the type of experience you want to generate for your child.
Exactly. And a nice, gentle way of starting that off might be saying something like, oh, I'm so glad you can come. You know, we really have everything. We're all set for him in terms of physical gifts. But it would be so much fun if we did like a play date for an afternoon at the park together or something like that. And that's a great way to let people know that you really are all set in terms of the physical needs for your child.
And I'd leave you with a final piece of advice that all you can do is make suggestions. You can't control what other people
Correct.
Do. And if people do decide to get you the gift that is their usual first year birthday party gift, and they're going to do it because they've done it for every nephew or grandchild or person they've ever known, you receive that gift with a spirit of generosity. You say thank you so much, and you appreciate the thought and the gesture, even if you're not particularly excited about accruing more stuff. We hope you have a smashing party, and we congratulate you on your first year with your new child.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.